This is Mr. Mockery from imockery.com, and I'm here to do an interview with world-famous actor Sean Connery. Thanks for doing the interview with us, Sean.
There is nothing like a challenge to bring out the best in man.
Yep. So before we get started, would you like anything to eat or drink?
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Alrighty, here's your drink. Now, don't get drunk on me before we're done with the interview, okay?
Underneath the mango tree, my honey and me.
Ah, great, you're drunk already. Well, either way, you got a pretty good voice. I didn't even know you sing.
Our situation has not improved.
Hey, listen, I'm doing my best here. You know, it's not easy interviewing a famous Scottish bastard like yourself.
Your best? Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Whatever. So, is it a lot of fun acting in movies, Sean?
Well, it's certainly more enjoyable than my average day. Reading philosophy, avoiding gang rape in the washrooms. Though it's less of a problem these days. Maybe I'm losing my sex appeal.
I never understood why people thought you were sexy. I mean, I didn't think you were sexy.
I trusted you, loved you, and you betrayed me.
Whoa, you said it was just a one-night stand. Just accept it. It's over, Sean. It's over.
If your head comes away from your neck, it's over.
Yeah. So, have you had any revelations about the meaning of life lately, Sean?
I suddenly remembered my Charlemagne. Let my armies be the rocks and the trees and the birds in the sky.
What the hell are you talking about, old man? That made no sense at all.
It reminds me of the heady days of Sputnik and Yuri Gagarin, when the world trembled at the sound of our rockets. Well, they will tremble again at the sound of our silence.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yes, perfectly okay, you fucking idiot!
Forget I asked. Anyway, they say that there aren't many men these days with your style and charisma. How do you feel about that?
I am the last one!
And what a shame that would be. So you really don't think there's anyone out there like you?
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
I guess. I hope you had a good time doing this interview, Sean. I sure did.
My dear girl, don't flatter yourself. What I did this evening was for king and country. You don't think it gave me any pleasure, do you?
I'm not a girl, and you seem to have at least enjoyed the martini I gave you.
Underneath the mango tree, my honey and me.
See, you're a happy Scottish drunk.
Good point.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to everybody in closing, Sean?
And the sea will grant each man new hope, as sleep brings dreams of home.
That was beautiful, Sean. Thanks again for the great interview.
Underneath the mango tree, my honey and me.